ద ఆల్ ఇంపార్టెంట్ సైన్స్. శ్రీ వెంకటేశ్వర శర్మ, ఫాండ్లీ నోన్ అస్ శాస్త్రి గల్ మామ ఇన్ శ్రీ రమణాశ్రమం. డ్యూరింగ్ శ్రీ భగవాన్స్ లైఫ్ టైమ్ హీ వాజ్ కాల్డ్ ఆది అన్నామలై శాస్త్రి గల్, వాజ్ అన్ ఎక్సెప్షనల్ అండ్ అస్టౌండింగ్ అస్ట్రాలజర్. ఫ్రమ్ చైల్డ్హుడ్ హీ ఎగ్జిబిటెడ్ ఎ రేర్ జీనియస్ ఇన్ దిస్ ఫీల్డ్. వైల్ స్టిల్ వెరీ యంగ్, హిస్ ఎక్స్ట్రాడినరీ ఇంటెలిజెన్స్ enabled him to master the most abstruse and difficult branch of astrology. All, including his guru, declared him as the wisest student. Prashna is an astrological science based on a perfect fusion between mathematics and intuition. With just some meager information from the questioner, which includes only the first word of the question, a Prashna astrologer can, within seconds, draw up mentally a horoscope. This requires great mathematical precision and perfection. Having drawn the horoscope within his mind, and in a flash also having studied it, the astrologer will have to wait prayerfully. Then, from the depths of his inner intuition, words gush forth, forming the astrological predictions for the questioner. As this Prashna process is not merely based on mathematical horoscopes, it culminates in intuitional revelation, and the predictions are said to be amazingly accurate and correct to the minutest detail. Sri Shastri Gal Mama was highly proficient in this system of astrology. He once described it to me by citing this example. One day, a merchant came to his house while he was engaged offering worship in his puja room. His wife informed him that one Nagapachetiyar was waiting on the veranda and that he seemed worried about some urgent matter. Not willing to interrupt his worship, and by merely listening to the name and the few details given by his wife, Sri Shastri Gal Mama, within a minute, began giving the following prediction. Tell Nagapachetiyar that he has come to inquire about his last costly diamond ring. He suspects his servant. Assure him that no one has stolen it. In his garden, near the well, there are two rows of plantain trees. On one side, there are only two trees. On the other, there is a cluster of trees. Let him search under the two trees, and the diamond ring will be found there. While he was cleaning his clothes on the washing stone, the ring slipped off his finger and fell to the ground. Nagapachetiyar returned home and found the ring exactly where Sri Shastri Gal Mama had said, and because of this and similar astounding predictions, Sri Shastri Gal Mama became quite famous. He also became convinced that the Prashna branch of astrology was the most perfect science. At the height of his career, he heard about Sri Ramana Maharshi. When he first saw Sri Bhagavan's picture, he was immediately captivated and travelled to Arunachala to see the sage. He climbed up to Skandashram, where Bhagavan then resided. On the very first look that the Maharishi gave him, Sri Shastri Gal Mama became his slave. He had a strong desire to stay with the Maharishi permanently, renouncing everything he held dear. Yet, there was still his lifelong attraction to the science of astrology. He felt distracted by it and did not know how to proceed. One day, gathering courage, he approached Sri Maharishi in all humility and said, Bhagavan, is not astrology the best and most accurate of all sciences? In silence, Bhagavan looked at him deeply for some time. Then, slowly but firmly, he replied, "The science of the self is superior to all other sciences." It was the peak period in Sri Sastrikal Mama's life. For every prediction, he was richly rewarded and was consequently acquiring immense wealth. Nevertheless, the words from the master convinced him immediately to renounce his lucrative profession and pursue the science of the self. His wife too fully supported him in this decision. The remainder of their life, they lived in utter poverty at the holy feet of the Sadguru, under the protective shade of the sacred mountain Arunachala. What is this all-important science of the self? To know oneself as one really is, denuded of all that is artificial and impermanent, is as exact a science as physics, astronomy, mathematics, chemistry, and all the rest. It solves all man's problems and allows him to abide in his true nature, which is peace, stillness, and happiness. By V. Ganesan.